Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
It is Tuesday.
All day, as my father used to say.
All day Tuesday in the humid crotch of America known as Southwest Florida, where I live, and the crispy pre-fall, pre-Indian summer hamlet of Leesburg, where Rob is. And
it's the 10 good days of the year to live in Washington, D.C., and we're among them right now.
And in the Spanish enclave of St. Augustine.
Where it's raining nonstop for 3 weeks straight.
It's been weird.
Isn't that where the Fountain of Youth is in St. Augustine? Allegedly. I think that that's
I don't
where
live there. You're asking the wrong
guy. I don't think that was in America.
No, it was it? Allegedly, yeah.
Let me see, a tourist attraction, the Fountain of Youth?
Well, allegedly, there was a Fountain of Youth that I think it was Ponce de Leon was looking for, and they determined that
the Fountain of Youth is located in the Fountain of Youth Archaeological Park in St. Augustine.
You
want to
try that again? Do you want
archaeological?
That's better? Good. You got it. You got it right. You got it. You know.
And where is it?
Archaeological. In St. Augustine, Florida.
So, okay, so it is. So no wonder, Mike, you not know this.
You thinking that about running down there maybe? And
Josh is 98 years old.
It's wonderful. So do people... Do they have pilgrimages down there and stuff? Like the, you know, that lady that was on the side of a tree or something that looked like the Virgin Mary. And so all the pilgrims, don't they call them pilgrims, right? When they go to a religious shrine?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun if anybody that had to go to a pilgrimage to a religious shrine dressed like a pilgrim?
Yes, and was referred to by John Wayne.
That would be. I like my Harry Carey glasses that I have today. They are quite reflective.
They're not only reflective, but is that your biggest pair? And I appreciate also the fact, Mike, that they have two lenses.
We can easily tell two lenses. With the
these are my new readers. Now, once again, right before the show.
Yeah.
I'm loading up on these cheap readers because the puppy, Stubby, is all the time grabbing them off the table. He's just... He was a particular pain in the
like
ass
you.
Today.
They smell like you. He likes that.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's just that he has access and he'll grab anything. Carla had two pieces of paper. Carla does digital and she does analog. And she has a lot of, what do they call them? Those books that you keep every day, planners.
Yeah.
And she's got a lot of stuff on, you know, she uses technology. But at the same time, Stubby just gets into anything and shreds it. That's the kind of puppy he is. He's one of those
but
puppies.
But it's weird that he would go after your glasses. I think that does have
isn't
to
be. Isn't it?
Sebastian does something that Linus never did. He will sneak up on an unattended plate and take just the spoon or the fork very gently and walk away with it. It's the cutest thing.
What Stubby's doing is not cute. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And... I don't know if my wife is. She's on campus today, so I don't know if she's... Rob did that voice when Carly came in before, because Carla's going to be co-hosting with me next week. And so Rob got her these headphone microphone Sennheisers, and I asked her if she wanted to give it a test drive, and she said, no, not today. And then Rob doesn't know Carla can hear her,
Here's what I heard. Here's what I heard. Hey, it's a slow day today. It would be great if we could check these out, Carla.
And Carla heard Rob doing that voice.
And she heard that.
Hi, Rob. So it was a moment that I. That
but she
me
declined.
A great joy.
She declined the offer. The offer to use them today.
Yeah, and so I look, this is the puppy this morning. It is, and these are my pathetic day to day. Musings on life in general. But this is a dog she brought into the domicile.
Okay.
She wanted the dog to be here. I am happy with the dog. I like the dog. I think he's cute. I give him plenty of love. But he is one serious pain in the ass.
Sure.
And another area where we differ is that Carla insists on bringing home furries, plushies, toys that are not made out of rubber or plastic.
She brings home
the stuff, essentially the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Which they shred.
Yeah,
and
do
then
you get
there's
the
stuffing
everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It's horrible. I hate
it.
Yeah,
but why do we do it? Why don't you? I mean, I should put my foot down in this house, you know, and say, enough, get it. There are plenty of things you can give a dog that they're not going to destroy, you know, shred stuffing all over. It's just they're such
pests.
Home terminators. They really are.
Yeah,
really,
they
and,
are.
And the other one, the new one is not completely potty trained. He's getting better. But then the big one today.
Yeah.
I took him outside, which is my wonderful task, is we have the fire drill that is getting my son ready for school in the morning.
And hasn't gotten any better getting him ready?
It's just no, he's fine. He was on autopilot. I'll give you my morning. 5:30, into the shower and scrub it up. Wanted to make the new skin fade look good.
Oh, look at you.
That's a skin fade for me today. I've never had one before. I got one yesterday.
Can we get a little closer on that?
No, we can't, Rob, but thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, sometimes you love using your close-up. That's all. That's
yeah,
all I'm
I know.
Saying.
You know, that's not all you're saying. You wanted to get a nice, big-eared, age spot, zero-in close-up of me to mock me.
You couldn't be further from the truth.
So I'm in the shower, and then out to make the coffee. Clean up the kitchen and get everybody ready for the day. And then, you know, I knew that I know as time goes on and he's in the crate going, one of the great bitching dogs of the world. Right. I know as time's getting, you know, limited and I'm putting my 2 hours or so into this wonderful program that we have that I'm going to be responsible for doing something. The last thing of all the household tasks. The last thing I ever want to do is take those dogs out. And no one does. And no one in the house does.
No one
says that task is the greatest task in the world. And let me tell you something. That dog today was golden. Stubby went outside on the leash, peed, pooped right in front of me. Fantastic.
Perfect.
Winslow, because right at the moment that Stubby does, Michael and Carla come out to go to school, and Winslow's like, what's going on? What's good? He's all confused, and then I get the massive right outside the door of the studio where he knows I won't see him, which is just coming into the studio to get ready to speak to the masses and have a wonderful day. And to have that, it's just...
Why is
it
that we,
dogs.
And you know, I share this with you. I dread their daily walk for the purpose of you know, defecation.
Why? Because you're just waiting for them to do it?
Yeah, and I shouldn't. The weather is beautiful. I love the dogs. They love it. It should, by all rights, be a pleasant activity.
But idea of having dogs, and this is my theory on that, Rob.
Okay.
Back in the day, before we populated the world, it was... Dogs were used for hunting. Dogs were used, you know, as kind of companions. But dogs really much roamed free.
Yeah, and, you would let the dog out.
You let the dog out. I don't have a neighborhood where I can do that.
That's
they
right.
will be hit by a car. So I have to do that. I don't have a fenced backyard. That's what it should be. Go outside all day long.
Yeah.
Poop
that's
wherever
what we
you
have.
Want. You have a fenced yard?
We have a fenced backyard.
Oh, that's, yours. I'm so
So
jealous.
I'll just let her out.
I am so extremely jealous of
we have
you.
A fenced backyard that's the size of a 5x8 card, so they don't like it.
Yeah, you live in a small area.
Yeah.
Yesterday, she refused to go out in the backyard because she wanted to go for a walk.
That's why you have shoes.
Did it have to do with the rain?
So, that's why you have shoes, so you can give her a gentle reminder with the bottom of your shoe.
She got pushed out.
There you go.
The tennis ball got thrown out. She went running.
I thought, Mike, you were implying that he would have to put on shoes to take a walk because he doesn't wear shoes on a normal basis.
I picture Josh wearing footwear every day. You know, we've certainly analyzed Rob's footwear and my footwear.
Yeah.
Rob is the one that's more likely to go in stocking feet.
Well, no,
which
I'm
basically
barefoot.
Wearing socks.
I wear barefoot. I'm barefoot always.
So you're in the house, you're not wearing shoes now?
No, not right now.
If you, let me just throw this out there.
Okay.
And I don't
diminish.
This
is not going to be good.
I don't diminish your performance on the show. I really don't. And you know that I've been very, very mindful of giving you the credit you deserve, correct?
You're very sweet. Yes, absolutely.
I think my performance suffers if I am not wearing footwear.
Mike, I am the exact opposite. If I wear shoes, I feel constrained. They make me fall down.
But you've worn shoes at every studio you've ever been to. You know.
Well, I didn't always wear shoes at JFK, like on the weekend.
I also do not wear shoes in the house.
So you are both? Are you wearing socks?
No, barefoot.
Barefoot.
Attaboy. That's the way to do it.
That's the way you do it at home.
That's the way God intended it.
Well, S a D.
Well,
there we go.
Mike, if I go out to take the dogs for a walk, I can't really go outside barefoot. I can if it's just something brief.
Hey, everybody,
brief.
This is Reba McEntire.
I don't
loves,
know.
She
that.
Loves to go barefoot.
I don't know.
But if I'm just like taking out the trash barrels, I might do that barefoot. But if I'm
me too.
Going to get the mail or walking the dogs, I'll put on either the Birks or my Vans, my slip ons.
I have. All right, I'll give you one. I'll one up you on that one.
All right.
I'll try. I have been known. I have been known in the backyard where, and by the way, I live in a ticky tacky, okay?
Yeah.
House. That's a lot of the Florida communities are like that. I have been known at dawn, which is when we get up, when the sun's coming up,
because you have no alarm clock.
No, I still if Carla sets the alarm for 6, I'm usually up at 5:30 and
sure.
You know, and I have been known on multiple occasions to go out with a t-shirt in my underwear and stand and wait for the dogs. That's what I've been known to do.
But you wear boxers, right?
No, now I don't. I wear boxer briefs now.
Oh, so do you think people are watching you?
Whole neighborhood gets their telescopes out to see my balls. Absolutely.
When you go out in boxer briefs, that's sort of putting on a show right there.
Well, let me just say, I don't think any of the neighbors see me, but I hope they do.
I know that's what you're after. Mike, come to think on it. That's amazing, Josh. The neighbors don't have to set an alarm either. When I heard a sound today
that sounded like a human voice going, "Hey" or something. I woke up at like 5:20.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, like a voice.
Oh no!
Like I heard a "Hey," and you know.
Is it while you were bent over picking up after the dog?
No, but yesterday.
That's pretty graphic, right there.
In what limited backyard I have, I was throwing the baseball with my son. And my next door neighbor came out with his blower, with his leaf blower.
Oh, I thought you were referring to his wife.
No, he doesn't have a wife. And okay. So he comes out with his leaf blower. And I've told you about that. Like every day. And I turn around. And what's cool about this guy, I don't have a lot of interaction with him. But when we do, it's a natural ball busting dynamic that we have, which is kind of fun for me. And he treats me, he's a much younger guy, but treats me as kind of a contemporary in that regard. Yeah. So I dig it. And I look over him, and he's in the back. He's going, and then it diminishes. And I got my glove in my hand, and I turn around, and I go, "Hey," and I mention his name, "You missed a spot." And it's like, and then he looks right at me and doesn't miss his test. "Why don't you come over and finish? You got 23 hours a day where you don't do anything." And I said, "No, I like that. See, that to me was a step forward in the neighborly relations like that. If you can bust people's balls, you know, men, that's developing a good relationship in my opinion."
When he uses his blower, is he barefoot?
No, but it's constant. I mean, it is daily.
Yeah.
It is daily. It is, and he can make, if he's out there now, he hears me because there's a little crack in the window for a cable that we ran. Remember that cable we ran to Michael's bedroom?
Oh, I'll never forget. Yeah.
Yeah. I really thought, I thought Cable Runner was going to put that up, like up in the ceiling, but he didn't. I thought he'd like have a drill and do it in 5 seconds, but he left.
I didn't bring a bunch of tools to rewire your home.
You know, I will tell you quite honestly, now that you've been with us and we've established the relationship and I believe we are all getting along and I believe we're all happy with each other. That's my from the outside looking in. But then again, you know, Rob, have I ever really been able to judge that with anybody in my life?
There's a couple key mistakes I could bring up, but I won't.
So the I didn't base tell of the Josh pyramid, this. Josh. When Josh came down to the house to help with the studio, I knew that previously he's done smart homes. And I knew he knew how to lay all this stuff out. And
smart
so
guy.
When the cable, I knew he was coming down to set up the studio, Rob.
Right.
But I was really hoping that, like, I'd get extra, you know?
Yeah,
and,
I understand.
And, I'd get, like, the TV and, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
But, you'd hope he'd paint and do everything.
But painting, car detailing, there's a lot, you know.
But, you know, but, Mike, but, what is a window know, but
hold on,
a
let
hole
him finish.
That's already
let him
there?
Finish. Yes, I understand.
But for the past 5 years, I haven't been doing that stuff. I've been telling other people how to do it.
Ah, I get it. Okay, it's a pain in the ass, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that cable, if you were me and I was to do it myself, where would I run that cable? Would I go right through the wall or would I go up into the attic? Or
are they adjacent rooms?
They are. No. Yeah. Don't you have a bathroom in between?
There's a bathroom in between.
So I wouldn't go through the wall.
Okay.
Because you'll be going straight through your shower.
Through the wall, bathroom. Through the shower.
Another Manette. Upstairs.
You're going to have to go up through the attic and then down into the other room.
What if he got one of those flat cables that could adapt through a shut window and then outside neatly tacked? Maybe it gets the base of the house and then back
in. What's a flat cable? What's that?
They make special adapters that are flat cables.
They're
like wide. Yeah, they're thin.
So your window won't have to be open quite as much.
Okay, that's it. That's a good solution. I'll get one of those.
All right, I'll send you a link for that.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
And he'll get it in 2 hours.
I love it when I bitch on the show. What?
Again, he'll get it in 2 hours because he lives next to the Amazon warehouse.
Right. Well, it's like we got this thing that Carla didn't want to put on.
She
Rob
will.
Recommended it. I hope it's good.
Well, what does that mean?
Because it's so cheap.
Mike, it is cheap, but it works. What do you want to spend, $100 on something that works as good or $40 on something that works as good? It's the same.
I'm sure it sounds good, but I don't think Mike would get through a week of wearing that.
No, he'd
without
break
destroying it.
Because
I'm just a pig with my big hands. Damn,
it is a little dainty. That's all.
Yeah.
But Mike, I had one more thing. Now that we brought up shoes. Something occurred to me that I haven't thought in a long time is that when you know that as a youth, a beardless boy, I tended a vegetable stand in the front yard of the family house. And what would happen is we get up early in the morning to harvest the vegetables. You have to wear shoes in the field because, you know, rocks and stuff.
Wakes up in the morning and he'd look next door. He'd come out next door and his sister would say hi.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
We did not have wildlife like chickens. The Bells had chickens, but we didn't have chickens. So we get up, we do the stuff, come in, and then we'd open the stand. Mike, I would go barefoot outside at the stand all day. And I must have looked like a serious bumpkin because they'd come up to buy their corn and their tomatoes and whatnot, and I'd be outside barefoot all day just walking in dirt. That's probably where it's based in.
Were your feet toughened up because of that?
By the end of the by the time school started, they were like leather.
Really?
Yes.
So you wouldn't be fazed at all. You'd walk on a pebble and it wouldn't even matter to you.
The worst thing was at the beginning of the year, we had a big holly tree in the front yard. And if you stepped on a holly leaf, that would hurt. But by July, you were immune to the holly.
That would never, when I was a child, that would never happen because my feet were bound. Like they do in the
Chinese
culture.
When you were
culture.
Growing up in Tokyo?
Yes, and they would bind them so that they wouldn't because they,
and that's why today you are a men's size 3.
This is true. That's why I would never. My feet were beautiful. That's why my feet are so beautiful today.
Yeah, well,
that's
you care
exactly
for them.
What it is.
Yeah, that ship has sailed for me. Mine are horrible.
But so,
you got to get a flat wire, Mike.
Do you? How do you? I have a question regarding feet.
Yeah.
Do you trim your own toenails?
Yes, I do, but two or three times a year I get a professional pedicure as a courtesy to us.
But the other time, does Carrie ever help you with that? Did she ever help you with it when you were big? Really big?
No, and she never helped me with it when I was in the hospital.
Okay, because Carla, that was one of my little things. She would help me with that. And now
that's
it doesn't
nice.
Happen. And so I give her a hard time because I never thought she was what my mom would refer to as quick cut the nail.
What is that?
Where you cut it off too much.
Oh, you cut Carla, it down to the quick. Yeah.
And so now that I it's really with my level of flexibility, even being 80 pounds lighter.
Yep.
I will tell you that it's still a pain in the ass.
Of course.
For me to cut toenails. And I did it last week. And Carla would be happy to know that I quick cut my nail.
Did you draw blood?
Yes and no. It was not the kind where it was like gusher, but it was there, yeah. And I felt it as the day went on. So it was, and there's I like a good old petty. I think that's nice. A fun thing to do.
A couple weeks ago, I was cutting my own nails, and this was awkward because I was alone in the house, and I was doing, and it was my second toe on the right foot, and I lost it. It fell off. And
where did I see a toe? Yes, last night online. I was looking at somebody's feet.
Gotta see your feed on YouTube.
We are watching the 2023 season on Netflix of Alone. You know that great show? By the way, I've recommended it before. This is a family view for the O'Maras. All three of us are riveted.
Really?
We all watch it.
How do I not know this show?
It's called Alone. It is a survivalist show. The difference is
I know the one
they are real survivalists. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can get on this show. And their camera people, they do not have camera crews with them. They do all of their own video. So they are out in the woods. And they are shooting their own video.
We had a talking head from that. Britt Ahart, I think.
I don't remember.
His name?
I don't remember.
But
he
was fascinating, yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. And so we're watching this, and this guy, he takes his big, big boot. I think he's the guy from Georgia. And he takes his big boot off, and you see steam coming off of his feet. And then he takes the sock off, and you see he has a nail or a wart or whatever it is. He's got it appeared to, if it was a toenail, it's in the wrong spot. And he is the guy. What did we watch? Like the third episode, maybe the fourth. Yeah. He is the guy that's also on the bubble for getting out because he was sick as a dog at the end of last night's episode that we watched, and it looks like he's going to have to bail. And it's called They Tap Out. They call him Tap Out. And he's also a guy, like his first day when he went hunting for food, foraging through the woods, he got lost, which to me would be
terrifying
when they're in Saskatchewan and it is so remote where they are, you could see that happening. And they're supposed to bring like a parachute cord to mark their trail when they do this, and he forgot. So he almost got knocked out like the first hour he's out there. And then he's a guy that he hunted a grouse. He got a grouse and he cooked the grouse, which is a big deal for those people because it's game and it's different than fish. So they're really excited about that. And now he's sick as a dog. Have no idea why he's so sick.
Toenail
poison.
He's
very, very sick. Toenail
poison. Oh, actually, Mike, let me take that back. Toe man.
Yeah, but I think Alone 2023 is the season we're watching, and I am not sure whether there's an updated one for 2024 or not, but it is the next to I Give You Deadliest Catch, mm-hmm. I Give You, whatever wars you want to see, where, American Pickers, all the reality shows. I love this show. This competition, they're out there playing for $500,000. Most of them have a background in either survivalist training or they were raised off the grid where they know these skills. And you see what they're able to do. There is a lady, older lady.
It rings absolutely honest then? There's no jive about to it?
You know, because I know how the sausage is made, I don't think any possible reality program does not have magical editing that involves, but I believe the actual production of the video is done by the individuals who are competing. So I don't think that's fake. So in that regard, I think it's legit. And
it says
it's,
season 11 premiered on the History Channel in June.
In June.
So you're probably watching season 10.
Okay, I'll double check that, if there's something updated, I'll let you know. But it is really the last time I watched it, and this time it's just you learn from looking at these people and what they are able to accomplish. Just dropped off with a backpack and a boat, and the boat takes off, and there they are. The thing that I love about it
how
is
do they
that
keep their phone charged?
They have, now you laugh about that, but they have a lifeline for communication. But if they, like, for example, if that guy got lost in the woods, if he calls anybody to help him, he taps out. If he says, I'm not feeling well, I need some, you know, some medical attention, he taps out. Anything they do, they literally have to be on their own, and the last one standing wins. It is a fabulous show called Alone. I guess, as Josh said, it's on the History Channel.
Mike, Alone, I think I have the theme to it here. I'm not sure if this is it or not.
Let's listen.
Nope, it's not that. Is it this?
Alone.
Liza Minnelli, ladies and gentlemen. Is Liza still with us?
Yeah, she's with us. She's with us. She came out, remember, was it the Tony Awards? The Academy Awards when she came out with Lady Gaga. And she was in a wheelchair.
That's right. The other television program, well, a movie that's out there right now. I'm not sure what platform it's on. Mm-hmm. I think you can get it on Prime or something like that. But Glenn Close decided that she would dip her toe in the horror genre.
Again with the toe?
And it's all feet on the show today. It's all about feet. And she is in a role that I never would expect her to be in. Is it Lee Daniels who's the director? He did The Butler.
Yeah.
And so I think it's because Lee Daniels is such a world-renowned director, she decided that she would do this. And it's like nothing you've ever seen. It's nothing you've certainly ever seen Glenn Close in. And it's your standard supernatural horror thriller. That's what she's in, and she's all over it.
Does it spoil it if I ask you what genre of character she is? She the victim?
No. Well, yes and no. Okay. Yeah, she is. This film is interesting because she plays the white mother of a mixed race girl in an African American community. So it is she is right in the middle of a very African American neighborhood, and apparently the dad is not in the picture. But even though Glenn Close is a little long in the tooth in this, playing the grandmother, there she is,
isn't it?
She plays white trashy, and she plays somebody who's also has cancer, the big casino. So that's what this is
then
all about.
She shouldn't be smoking.
That's the whole connection. You see how they did that? That's the way. That's the way.
It's loosely based sequel to The Natural.
It's a loosely based sequel to. If you want, I hope if you're worried about even a remote spoiler alert, turn your thing down.
Okay.
It's got an Exorcist quality to it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's that direction. Okay. You'll skip it?
Not for me.
Does that scare you, Josh?
Because
your religious beliefs are speaking in tongues, playing with snakes, and all that, right? I mean, that's...
Well, he doesn't necessarily believe that. He just is familiar with it.
But you're not Pentecostal, but you're evangelical, right?
I'm evangelical.
Yeah. That's close.
Yeah. Sure. But no, I avoid the paranormal. Anything with demons or anything, because I believe in that versus
like a ghost story or an axe murderer.
Yeah. Right. An axe murderer. I don't think that's going to happen in my neighborhood. So I'm okay.
I absolutely understand. You know, my parents both raised Catholic. When The Exorcist came out in the early 70s, that's what they were growing. They were brought up believing in that stuff. So that movie was, it really hit home. Oh, I think we have someone. We have a guest here. Hello.
Hello, Rob.
Have you met Josh?
Hello, Rob. Hey, does this microphone sound really bad when we record it? Is it distorted?
I think you sound pretty good today, BL.
Yeah, it's a little distorted.
Just a little.
Well, I mean, he is coming from thousands of miles under the earth.
Hello.
I don't know what I'm doing.
We've had you on before. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you afraid of demons?
No.
I'll stop. I'm sorry. So you really, that really freaks you out because of your belief system?
More than an axe murderer would.
Do you have anything that's ever that you have ever seen or has been relayed to you?
No.
That would indicate that that might be something. And incidentally, my belief system, and you should be aware of this, is that I keep an open mind to everything. I think there is a tremendous amount of content out there right now where people fake it. But
I think what bothers me is when I was a little kid, mm-hmm. I remember having sleepovers at my grandmother's house.
Hey, Rob, this is where you're looking for music right now, just to remind you what you used to do on the show.
And I remember I remember her one night while I'm trying to go to sleep tell me a story about how when her husband died, she watched his spirit leave his body and go out that window.
Oh, no.
And I cannot get that image out of my head.
So that that influenced you as a child, and you thought of spiritual things, and perhaps.
And 40 years later, it still is with me.
No, because this fascinates me, because you're talking about being afraid.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding. You're talking about being scared of demons. Do you believe in?
I'll do the soundtrack while you're looking for it. Ding 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 ding.
Do you believe in ghosts? Based on that story.
I do not believe in ghosts.
Okay. See, I do.
Do you believe in demonic possession?
I believe in, well, there is demonic possession in the Bible, so yes.
Okay.
And I believe there are angels and demons at war.
Okay. Because that's in the Bible also, correct?
People. Right. And I think that does happen through people. So, yeah, I guess so.
So your interpretation of the Bible, I love to talk religion with you because you are very religious with your faith. Do you you hear a lot of talk, and I think that it's important to respect people's faith. I really, really do. Just as much as it's important for people of faith to respect people that are secular. I believe that with all my heart. When you talk about your interpretation of the Bible, I get from comments you've made that you believe that the Bible is the absolute word of God, correct? Is that correct. What it is? Mm-hmm. But do you believe that the Bible can be misinterpreted?
I believe the Bible is the word of God. I believe there's lots of people over history and even today that use it for their own power.
Okay, there you go. That's all I needed to know. And they can twist the meaning of it, and they can use it for
they can put their name on the front cover and sell it. And
I get a video that pops up on my feed regularly. I'll try to bring it in tomorrow. That shows these people that the Holy Spirit comes in you, and they start dancing crazily, bouncing up and down and stuff like that. Do you is that just a like a mass hypnosis type of thing, or do you think
mass
that they?
Hysteria, maybe?
I mean, I mass hysteria. That's what it is.
I think it's a little bit of that. I think it's a lot of want to be.
Want to
and
okay. A lot of people you that want it so bad that you feel it, and you
want
it
so
manifests.
Bad that you're doing it.
That's so cool. I think that's really cool. I really.
I don't know
that's
cool is the word I'd use for it.
Well, no, I do. I look if I
fascinating
went to a church,
maybe
if I went to a church and I saw that, I would be fascinated. But you wouldn't think that was kind of cool that people are doing that, jumping around in the aisles and stuff like that.
It makes me uneasy. Those people.
You what?
I more judge those people,
like that they're full of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, is that real or are you faking it to impress everyone else here? Because there's a lot of that.
I only base, and I've said this before, I've said it multiple times, my mom, God rest her soul, I will tell you this, that at the end of the line, at the end of the game, whatever you think about people being religious or people's faith, and God knows we are in the middle of seeing what religion does to people in the Middle East. I mean, my God in heaven, another situation over there today that I read on the news where, a refugee area was bombed by Israel and the horrible attack from Hamas when they went into Israel. All of that, it's horrific. But at the end of her life, I really, really saw what a true person of faith experiences at the end, and she was without any fear whatsoever. And if her faith did that for her, I say onward and upward.
It's an amazing thing.
That is fantastic. Yeah. And she said at the end of her life, I don't know if I've said this on the show or not, I don't know if there will be a heaven per se, or whether I will meet your father or any of that. I don't know. I don't think there's going... No, she even went further than that. She said, I don't think there's going to be any of that. I'll never forget this. And if you want to feel peace with somebody leaving this world, my mom said, I don't think there's going to be heaven. I don't think I'm going to meet your father. I don't think there's going to be any of that. But I think it's going to be beautiful. That's what she said.
That's sweet.
That's what she said. And I was like, oh, that was just so incredible to hear that, because, you know, the cliches you hear, there are no atheists in foxholes, that type of thing. I think that, you know, people going down in an airplane start to, you know, invoking the name. I just think faith can be good for us, you know, because we don't know what's going on out there. We really, really don't. You know,
this is, Mike, this is really deep down in my collection. I didn't know if I'd ever even play this. I have tape of the head rector at Josh's church.
Oh, well, let's listen.
And I think this might come in handy.
Okay.
Come in, William Castle, the producer of this motion picture.
No, that's a producer of a movie.
For you.
Here it is.
Do you believe in ghosts? Some people believe in them. Others do not. Personally, I do.
See?
That's William Castle. That's
in the Bible.
On that note, we will go to break.
Do you believe
here.
In ghosts?
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
My upper plate is slipping right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Just look through the blue side.
Yeah. I just think that there's one thing in the Bible. I think this is in the Bible. Josh will tell me. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Hear, hear.
That's the one that I have paid attention to my whole life. And that's why I judge everybody equally. I hate them all. Don't get happy. We'll be right back with the round table right after this, ladies and gentlemen. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up!
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Hey, do you know Americans pay? Oh, sorry.
Starting it off with
sorry.
A strong cup of Joe or a nice spot of tea.
You want to start it again?
Take the edge.
I do. I do. This is a new one from James Amato.
Facing the day can be a challenge, but starting it off with a strong cup of Joe or a nice spot of tea can help take the edge off.
Or a refreshing Dr. Pepper.
Hey, whatever works for you. But having the right vessel to drink it from makes all the difference.
Oh, you mean like a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition campfire mug from the Mike O'Mara Show store?
You bet your sweet bippy. Now you can face a day with a tasty beverage.
You know, I'm a pepper. You're a pepper. He's a pepper. She's a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Jim? Wouldn't you? Jim?
My God, man, calm down. Show off your love of TMOS at work or on a long Zoom call with this chalice endowed by the gods of comedy.
Sorry, you know how I get. Pardon me.
I can smell that. Is Dr. Pepper the only thing you can think of?
Well, for this promo, yes. However, a wonderful jingle like this also hits the spot. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike O'Mara Show Chorale.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jim Amato. Hey, everybody. Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why?
Why?
Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy stuff. Listen, this podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, one of my favorite sponsors on the show. It's a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. I got to bring some of the bottles that I have my collection out there. You get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay. These are independent winemakers, and what I love about it, as well as the wine being spectacular, it gives these independent winemakers a chance to get their product, their wonderful product, out to you. Doesn't have to be just in their backyard. You can pause or cancel at any time with Naked Wines. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click Enter Voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then you enter TMOS for both the code and the password, and that'll get you six bottles of wine for just $39.99, shipping included. That is $100 off and less than $7 per bottle of great wine. You're going to love it. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab six bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off. And I hope you enjoy it as much as we do. Cheers, everybody.
News.
We're going to start today with a legend, an absolute legend, ladies and gentlemen. James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Died yesterday at his home in upstate New York. He was 93 years old. It hardly seems necessary to list his iconic roles, but here we go. He was the voice, of course, of Darth Vader. An actor named David Prowse actually wore the suit in the original trilogy. James was only paid $7,000 for his first Star Wars voiceover. Well, not voiceover as much as he voices the,
yeah, the
character of, yeah, Darth Vader. And at the time, he thought it was good money. He was also the voice of Mufasa, Simba's dad. Just for, you know, I have daughters that age when that came out in The Lion,
yeah,
King.
Great movie.
Both the original and the live-action remake. King Joffrey Joffer, father of Prince Akeem in Coming to America, which was
so
great.
Great.
He really, you know, you sit there sometimes and you list the stuff, and he's good in so many things. He was Terrence Mann in Field of Dreams, you know. Now piss off. Just a legendary role. Everything he did, it seems like he brought himself to it, and it was great. He goes all the way back to a movie called Dr. Strangelove. And if you
great
haven't seen
movie.
This, check this movie out. It's about nuclear war, and it's I don't want to say it's timely as today's headlines, but it does make you think.
Mike, there's no, yes, fighting in the war room.
No fighting in the war room. Let's see. Yeah, and I forgot the full title of Dr. Strangelove was How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yeah, parentheses after Dr. Strangelove.
I forgot that.
Peter Sellers played Dr. Strangelove. So
yes,
good.
He was Conan in Conan the Barbarian also, James. He was fantastic. I think as the CIA director in The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
He was also the old man lived next door in The Sandlot. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? He brought himself to these roles. He gets all the credit in the world. Clear and Present Danger, he was also in that. And he was in the 1986 cinematic classic that is Soul Man. And
oh, yeah.
If you're a news junkie like I am, you will remember he's also the voice of This Is CNN, which
Mike,
could
I play one clip? One,
yeah,
thing I loved about him is that he never seemed in real life to take himself too seriously.
Right.
Like he would do an occasional sitcom or something, but he could have taken himself seriously based on this one monologue alone. This gives me chills right here.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, This game is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Ray, you will lose everything. You will be evicted.
I love this movie.
So good.
It's gonna build it, folks.
He is. It's so good. And also, Mike, because you requested it.
This is where he first goes to see.
We got a learning disability here.
Mr. Man, if I could just have 1 minute, please.
Look, I can't tell you the secret of life, and I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews, and I'm no longer a public figure. I just want to be left alone. So piss off.
Rest in peace, James Earl Jones.
Great, great talent.
Really, yeah. What a contribution to the world of film, and just great. Game shows aren't just there to entertain you and help you pass time. They also sharpen your brain. How about that? That's according to experts who say that
how
they can.
How about that?
How about that? How about that?
No,
now you made me. I'm going. Damn it! I can't help it, but I have
don't
to
delete
have it.
It.
I'm sorry. They boost your brain. How about that?
How about that?
That was how Mel Allen stayed sharp all those years, Mike. He watched a lot of Truth or Consequences.
According to experts who say they can boost your problem-solving skills, they can improve memory and strengthen your mind. Game shows make you pay close attention, mm-hmm. quickly process information, and either problem solve or recall knowledge. As one neurologist puts it, quote, this engages numerous networks in the brain in an engaging and enjoyable way, which also enhances learning. I think slot machines might do the total opposite. They turn your brain function off.
And also, I think it's contingent on the game show. I think perhaps Jeopardy is a little more beneficial than, say, Let's Make a Deal.
You could be absolutely right about that.
Just a thought.
This next story, I'm curious, Rob Spiewak, where do you line up on the Royals? Are you an Anglophile? Do you pay attention to the royal family at all?
I keep an eye on. I don't think they're as cool as they were, say, 60 years ago. I think it's sort of a faded glory.
Do you have a favorite member of royal family? You
like George. Prince George.
The little kid?
Yeah, I think he's up to no good sometimes, and I like that.
I'm a huge Kate Middleton fan. I think she is she's right out of Central Casting as the Princess of Wales. Really, really do. So I pay attention to it. I just like her. I like the way she conducts herself.
She's George's mom, you know. We're not that far apart.
This is true. We're not. Princess of Wales Kate Middleton shared an update yesterday on her cancer battle. She posted a video featuring clips of her with Prince William and their kids, George included, along with a message that she has completed her chemotherapy. She added, quote, doing what I can to stay cancer-free is now my focus. Although I have finished chemotherapy, my path to healing and full recovery is long, and I must continue to take each day as it comes. And Kate said she's, quote, looking forward to being back at work and undertaking a few more public engagements in the coming months. When I can. I root for her. I think she's one of the good ones, and she's fun to watch.
And I just want to throw this in, because when my son got leukemia, I didn't understand. Chemotherapy is not radiation. It's different. Chemotherapy is it's a series of medicines. Essentially, it's poison to your body, trying to poison the bad cells out. So don't think of it as radiation. It always blew my mind. I always thought chemo was radiation. But chemo is just a series of medicines. Yeah.
No, I always knew it was that.
I thought it was radiation until 30 seconds ago.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's chemically based mm-hmm. poison to get to the cancer cells.
Yeah, I understand that now. I don't know why it's always been portrayed as radiation.
I think people, they loop it together. I think they do.
Quite often the treatment involves both. And,
great that she was able to get through it without radiation. So, God bless her.
It also, you know, chemo can make you so sick and make your hair fall out and all that horrible stuff. But sometimes you have to do that to beat the overall illness. You know?
That video that they put out was also the first time I think I've seen her children acting like children.
Yeah.
and not like statues all proper.
Yeah, and that's the, look, that spotlight, that fishbowl, tough for any human being to do it. She handles it with a great deal of dignity, and you know, good for the British people over there.
I hope the kids turn out okay, like King Charles did.
AMC Theaters, they're selling a special drink. Do you go to AMC, Rob? Are you an AMC guy?
No, I go to Cobb or Cobb or Alamo. Those are the ones that are convenient to me.
Josh, you got an AMC near you?
Nope, I'm a Cinemark guy.
Cinemark. All right, I get it. AMC Theaters is selling a special drink to honor Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. It is called the Sandworm Slayer. It is a 24-ounce cocktail made with blue and black raspberry juice and so-called premium vodka. They don't mention what it is. And it's topped with gummy worms.
It's called Nito's vodka. It's not quite.
It's Bowman's.
Oh, plastic bottle.
That was one we had in Virginia. It's going viral because someone said they paid, are you ready? Yeah. $31 for the drink.
Oh, no.
The Sandworm Slayer. AMC actually responded to the post. They claim that the Sandworm Slayer is actually only $21.
That's all.
The one that went viral was purchased in Illinois, where it's more expensive because of the state's liquor pricing laws. They say it's $21 in 92% of AMC locations nationwide. However, the $31 drink was allegedly bought in California. Not Illinois. Everything's expensive in California. Yeah. No word back from AMC on that.
Well,
so we don't
know what? That's not as ridiculous as $9 for Twizzlers. So, you know, that's fine. And also, I got to do a shout out to Zoolander, Eric Stolginski. Eric, there's another blue drink for you. Go get it. Blue. He loves
absolutely.
Blue drinks.
Yeah.
I used to.
And our friend at the old Tim's River Shore, I think it was the Killer Driller. That was a blue drink. Yeah, yum.
At Jimmy's, it's the blue motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum.
There is a special Fanta soft drink for Beetlejuice as well that is apple flavored.
Really? What color is it?
It is green.
Green. Yeah.
It's and brown
it is
white.
It is a caramel apple.
Gross.
And it's not. I tried it over the weekend. It was not good.
Not good. Yeah. Caramel apple soda.
Remember, Fanta has its origins in Nazi Germany. Just remember that.
And it's just about to take the test for tape.
I didn't know you did that.
Thank you. I don't know.
Work on that. I'd love to talk to him on the bonus show.
Beetlejuice. I rock. Yeah. Sometimes they just pop into my brain. An annual study found the happiest states. I do this every year. Yeah. I don't know if it changes that much, but I do it every year. Happiest states in the U.S. in 2024. You want the least happiest or the 10 happiest?
Give me the least happiest first.
We start with, Louisiana.
Always.
Unhappy. Arkansas.
Yep.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Alaska.
Right.
Alabama.
I'm sensing a theme.
Oklahoma.
Oh, come on. My guy's got to be there.
Kentucky.
Yes.
And Mississippi.
Yeah! Yeah!
There it is. 10 happiest states in the U.S. Massachusetts, sure. Nebraska, Idaho, Connecticut, Minnesota, Delaware, Utah, New Jersey, Maryland. Josh.
Yeah.
And Hawaii.
I don't know how. How's everyone in Maryland happy dealing with that traffic?
New Jersey and you, perfect together, Mike.
And right in the middle, the 25th state, which apparently doesn't lean happy or unhappy, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, didn't Florida move down on the list when you moved down there?
It did. It did. It became less happy.
It did. Yeah, I thought so.
Because of my motto. You know, that's it. I'd say it in grocery stores to people. Oh, man. Lovely orange. Don't get happy. Thank you. Finally today,
yes,
and this is something we should all be aware of. A broken penis is many a man's worst nightmare. I tell a story about when I was a baby DJ and one of our female disc jockeys had a husband that apparently they got very vigorous and he broke his. Because I won't go into the gory
details. Was that Reba McEntire?
How did you know? My God.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
The gruesome reality of penile injuries has been revealed in a new educational video on YouTube from the Institute of Human Anatomy. That is a lab that specializes in human cadaver research. I was looking at pictures.
Yeah. Can have her thing. An estimated one in every 100,000 American men will suffer from a broken thing in their lifetime. Yeah. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. Big outfits, Rob, that are verifying
this.
You
can trust those outfits. They're good outfits.
One of the most common types of penile injuries is the so-called fracture. Unlike bone fractures, a penile fracture
bone
involves tearing the connective fibers called the, I hope I've got this right.
Me too.
Tunica albuginea.
Remember her?
Be sweet! That is the surrounding sponge-like tissue that is engorged.
Yeah.
The faint sound of a snap or a pop, usually, we have the sound. Hold on just a second.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we have it here. I've got it.
Just a snap or a pop.
There it is. It sounds like this. All I have.
That is a faint sound.
Those who ignore their injury could be left with a permanent curvature or poor function and a lifetime of pain when you get that special moment. Anytime you get excited, you would have painful moments. All I know is whoever the guy was who died and donated his wiener to the fracture lab, thank you for your sacrifice, sir. We sincerely appreciate that. That's very kind of you. You know, yeah, and it's just like I would do that for medical science. Cut it off. Bring it down to the lab, the fracture lab. I'm fine with that, ladies.
His curvature was so bad, his urologist installed a turn signal. I want to tell you.
I want to tell you. We'll be right back, everybody. I'm squirming.
No respect at all.
There's a bit of a chill in the air, and that signals that autumn is fast approaching. Heck, it's here.
It is here.
Ain't here down in Florida. I'll tell you that. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special, really special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all of your family's precious memories. By going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is easy. Send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team will professionally digitize everything by hand right here in the good old USA. You will get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media, so whatever it is, they've got you covered. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and even dad destroying that problem he had when he got the fracture.
No, Dad.
I'm
Dad's
sorry.
Penis.
The line is, and even Dad destroying a Giants hat. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 55% off. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Where are your fireworks?
Legacybox.com/TMOS.
Okay.
I feel so unhappy. No fireworks.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Listen, there's so much that we need to cover. I do want to remind everybody that tomorrow on the show, post-debate, we will be joined by Reed Galen of the Lincoln Project. A lot of people are planning to watch the big debate. Might be the only one. The odds are that it will be the only one, so we'll see. Who knows? You don't really know. If it's a tie or Trump does really badly, we might get a second one. If it's a win for Kamala, probably. I don't know. It's hard to say who makes those decisions. But, will you be watching it on your special television, on one of your streaming services now that you don't have DirecTV anymore?
Mike, I want you, if you would, for a moment, think about where you were in life in the summer of 1996. Can you even go back that far?
Well, I can go back that far. I just can't remember.
I give you a hint.
Was it a Friday?
I don't know if it was a Friday. I'm just talking about the summer of 96.
If it was a Friday, I took a drink.
Yeah, well,
I think I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay, Mike, you are with wife number two.
Hello, Josh. I'm older than you.
Yes.
But that's that is when I became a client of DirecTV.
My daughter was 1 year old.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And it was before the birth of my second daughter.
It was long enough ago that you actually had to buy the receiver. You had to buy the dish. Yeah. They weren't providing them yet. And that's when I became a DirecTV subscriber. 28 years later, we are no longer married. I broke up with DirecTV this week.
Oh, you trailblazer. That's just so brave.
Did they have that to file for so bankruptcy?
They did not. And I did ask when I said, now, if I come back, do I get my gold status back? And she said, no, you're starting from square one. But I want you to know, for someone who had a landline until about 10 months ago, this is a pretty big deal. Just so
really?
You know.
Why is it a big deal?
Because it's Mike, it's change. I don't like change. You know this.
So what did you change to?
I got rid of it. I'm just going to follow all streaming services now. Carrie and I sat down. I said,
what about your local news that you love?
What about live?
They have it on Tubi. They stream it live on Tubi. I actually, for the last 2 days, have been watching the morning news on Tubi.
How much money are you saving?
And this will kill you. Even though I got my bill down, I was only paying for all the DirecTV stuff $72 a month, which is almost giving it away.
No, I would never get rid of that.
Well,
that bill.
I got rid of it because I realized that the only thing we were watching was morning news and then Carrie's reality shows and then Turner Classic Movies.
What?
That's the one hit I'm going to take is I can't get Turner Classic Movies.
I know you watch your pennies in this regard. I know Carrie handles the finances, but you do pay attention to this. With all of your streaming service, all the services, will you guesstimate what you now will be paying a month?
Because I think probably about $60 a month for all the streaming services.
But you already had those, right?
But I already had them. So this is like knocking $70 or $80 off the top.
If you had to go down to one streaming service.
Ooh.
I wonder about that. There's so much crap out there.
There is.
So much overlap, too.
I would probably get Netflix because they get a lot of the premium stuff. But, you know, Paramount Plus is very good. Paramount Plus has
that's
a lot of stuff.
Super limited. I mean, I love the Taylor Sheridan stuff.
If you go deep in, it's not that limited. And and Peacock is good too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm now going to have to train myself to watch the Turner Classic Movies app, which is going to change because it's not hosted by the hosts and also it's not programmed for you. Like, for example, if they did a Joan Crawford.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
You're going to have to pick out the movies yourself.
I am going to have to pick out the movies myself.
Well, Mike, will you survive?
This is like you saying, I could probably watch games, but I'm getting rid of all my sports channels. And, you know, this is the channel that I turn. This
well,
is my
in
go-to
my case,
channel.
I was not connected to DirecTV, but DirecTV.
You were many times.
No, but I will tell you this, that, and Josh can back me up on this, DirecTV had to take a massive hit when they gave up the NFL Sunday ticket
that's
to YouTube
massive.
TV.
And they've been fighting with Disney and ESPN now, so people that love sports are not getting all their ESPNs with DirecTV.
Yeah, they're nickel and diming on a much larger scale than that, obviously, but they are doing this because they are floundering a bit. Mm-hmm. That's my prediction on that particular.
And I was shocked how easily they let me go. They didn't. I really thought I'd be escalated before they canceled me. They just let me go.
They didn't remind you don't need a dish anymore?
No, they didn't even mention it.
That's all they're marketing now is you don't need a dish.
Well, I've already got a dish, and I'm going to leave it up there. I mean, it's not like I'm going to go and disassemble it.
And I will explain, and Josh, I'd love your comment on this because you have hipped me to some streaming services. I've experimented with two of them.
Unrewarding.
I went back to a much more expensive one, and the primary reason, was the NFL Sunday Ticket reliability. I was just so worried about pixelization or losing audio or doing that. And they, there are a lot of people out there
that are, you know, putting these streaming things together. I don't know how it works. Do you know how it actually, what they're, are they, they're not stealing it, right? They do have legal rights to
it. Oh, these Figgy Miggy websites that he has?
Or maybe they sort of have rights.
The shady sites, I'm sure, are stealing it.
Okay, they're stealing
it. I'm sure they're stealing it all. They have one YouTube TV or whatever streaming account, and then they just redistribute it to thousands of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Share it.
All right,
I'm
and
sure
it doesn't.
Hinky.
And being a technical guy that did smart homes, how would you review? What would be your analysis? Because I know you've been around a couple of these. What would be your analysis of the quality of these?
It's
these little hinky sites.
And they're all a downgrade.
Yeah, right.
It's a generation less, right?
You get what you pay for.
Yeah,
that's how Jimmy gets the Bills games at his bar. Not really.
Don't do that. They'll send the YouTube TV police.
I can show you a statement.
No, YouTube TV is excellent.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, I also said that I will watch it as long as the Giants are in contention. So next week I'm cutting the cord.
Well, I was going to say, why'd you do it in the summertime?
it's fun. It's fun, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm sorry that you've been traumatized. Is that one last question for you? When things like this happen, I get the impression when you have to change something that is routine, that it puts you in a really bad frame of mind. It puts you in a bad mood.
It does. I hate it. I genuinely hate it. Do you know, getting rid of a landline for me, where I would literally only get calls from my dad, my mom, or salespeople. That's the only reason that the landline was there. It drove me nuts not to have one. I just didn't like not having one. I don't know. I think because it's hardwired. I think because that in a blackout, I could still use it. And I liked hearing the bell.
In a blackout. Are you really? You know what? I've got video for you coming up on the show because I didn't know how to articulate it. I really didn't know how to articulate it. But I truly believe that you were born in another decade. I just don't believe you. What is the year you were born?
1971.
I believe you were born in 1950. You had to be born in 1950.
I think 1950 is giving me all the best of it. I would say like 1920.
I got something for you coming up. We'll take a break. I have something in our video segments that will be your cup of tea.
And screw off, DirecTV. You lost one.
Yeah, there you go. Bye-bye. And it includes something you referenced recently on the show.
Good.
Because I like to bring these back. That's why I like to play the classic clips, and we will do that when we return with beautiful video, ladies
beautiful
and gentlemen,
video.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. This is to remind you to introduce the video. I thought I read what's ever on the prompter.
Yes. Right?
Glad you're laughing at
that. F you, San Diego.
play the video commercial, you pump. No, don't play it. Don't play it. I don't want to play it. No, I want to tell you, we played it. I believe that those are what I call quick burns.
Okay.
Quick burns, ladies and gentlemen. Quick burns. I want to tell people.
You're not going to read the thing about offering the sign of peace?
Peace be with you. We're talking about our Las Vegas show.
Yes.
And
you are.
Tickets are still on sale, and people are dawdling like they always dawdle.
Don't dawdle.
Rob, the dawdlers. Please address the dawdlers for the Las Vegas style
show. Listen, you know what? I will say this. I dawdled in canceling DirecTV. Think of the money, time, and heartache I wasted. And you're wasting your happiness right now. If you quit dawdling, stupid people, don't dawdle. And now stupid is different than dumb. Because stupid means you're choosing to dawdle and not buy the... You secure your ticket to the show, then you are happy for the next 2 months, because you've got something sensational
now,
to look forward to.
If you don't know, if you've been living under a rock,
we
are going out the weekend of November 9th to the Downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we will have a live show on, is it Saturday night or Friday?
Saturday night.
Saturday night, we will be there on the pool deck, of the Citrus pool deck of the Downtown Grand, and just added Eric Stuglinski's Nude Swim, which, I mean, if you come for anything, just show up for the Nude Swim. It's
you want to get a good seat.
Hold on, Josh is talking.
Angle.
What's that, Josh?
Since it's the pool deck, are shoes required?
No, they are not.
Damn it. I bought new shoes.
I think everyone should be. By the way, the dress code for the live show. We are 2 months out now. A little too far out to be talking about the plans for the show itself. But I believe the dress code is going to be cabana. I think it's going to be pooley.
Not for me. I have a very special outfit.
Now, see, this has changed. What, are you wearing a tuxedo?
No.
What, we'll are see. You wearing a? Are you wearing a suit?
Mike, you'll see.
A speedo.
It's already fabulous.
I think you need to wear a bathing suit.
I will, under my clothes.
I think you should wear an old-timey bathing suit. Like
yeah,
the 1920s
you know what, Mike? I think
like
you should wear a speedo.
I'll wear a 1920s bathing suit if you do.
I do not want to wear a 1920s
okay,
bathing
I'm
suit.
Just a... Can you give us a... Yeah, go ahead, Joshua.
I was just asking if it was made of wool.
I love a wool bathing suit because, you know, not only does it dry quickly, it smells great.
You have already decided?
Yes.
I thought we coordinate. I thought we have a plan about
this. No, this is a surprise for everybody. I tell you what, it's worth the price of tickets alone to see it.
I don't like surprises when it comes to one of my live shows.
Well, you'll be surprised before the show.
Can you give me a hint?
Yes. Sexy.
You really have it picked out, don't you?
I do. I purchased it. I've tried it on.
Can you give me just a tiny bit more? If we guess it, it's okay, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I would say...
phlegm?
Iconic.
Are you going as phlegm?
I'm going as a nice loogie. Mike, it is a... I would say it's iconic.
Iconic.
Yep.
Wow. That means it's a costume.
Is sort of costume.
Would it be best described
I'm going
an outfit
as the sound
or costume?
Of a, Mike, I'm going for the sound of a leaf blower.
Can you hear it? That, by the way, is not the neighbor.
Oh, it's not.
No, that's a different kind. That's all the right, gas-powered one. He's got an electric. What are you doing?
Well, he chooses that 1 hour a day you work.
That's
no,
right.
But see, he doesn't do that. He's not guilty here. This is the This is the new people that are in the neighborhood.
All right, Mike, I'll give you another hint.
Let's enjoy it. Here we go. I'll turn it up for you.
Thank you.
Oh, now you stop! God damn it. Oh, and then microphone on my mouth?
No, you're the luckiest guy in the world.
So, iconic in Las Vegas.
Yep.
You going with a jumpsuit?
No, it's not a jumpsuit.
Is it Elvis related?
It is.
Okay. All right. There you go. I'm all in. I'm all in. That'll be fantastic.
I think that you're going to be tickled pink with it.
That's going to be exciting. That's going to be very, very... Wow, that is. I like it. I can't say I don't like it. It's fantastic. Now what the hell? You know what? I was thinking cash.
You know what I feel sorry for, Josh? I feel sorry for the people who are paying for commercial-free because this is still part of the commercial.
Oh, this is the commercial. or the people that aren't checking out the video. As
I know.
Mike I am away. Trying to...
I am. Mike comes in and out of frame.
Come on. If he goes offline, it's smashing that wire in the window.
I know. He looks like an insect. He's zzz, going in, going out, going in, going out. Mike, come home. We need you. We need to put a button on this commercial.
He is mowing the lawn with a weed whacker.
I think we need to leave this commercial in for the commercial-free people.
Okay,
I think
we
they
shall.
Would appreciate that.
Okay, we shall
Jesus
then.
Christ. That is an area, and I've lived here for a long time, that is normally mowed quickly.
Yeah.
In this particular case, he was going down this way. Very different approach. We have new
Mike,
people doing this.
That was a good commercial.
Yeah. So get your tickets, please. Josh, any
please
insight
do.
You can give would be appreciated. Tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. Hotels
all right.
are still available for now.
Yes.
It's all available over at MichaelMayerShow.com in the store, very top of the store. Is a button for hotel info and a button to purchase your tickets to the event.
I want you all to come to Las Vegas.
Please.
I don't want to be overly dramatic. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to tell you that you'll get shut out because the tickets for this particular show are plenty available right now. So you don't have a problem. So I'm not going to BS you with that.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to give you a salient fact here.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I have to. This might be your last shot at doing seeing a live show with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's expensive to do. It's expensive to get everybody out there. We, you know, the tickets for people, we've been doing them for so long with these destination trips that, you know, people, it's, we understand that it's, you know, it's not cheap for you to get out to this show. So, but if you want to be there, you know, for the, I don't want to say 100% that it's a swan song, but we've talked about it.
Mike, you're not getting any younger.
I'm not, Rob. I'm not. And these are hard to do financially for
everything
this show.
Everything about them is hard.
So please support us. And, you know, the more and that we – yes, go ahead.
It's a few days after the election. So who knows what the world will be like after that week.
You know what? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Either side.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You know. But it's creating urgency. That's all we care about, you know, with that. So get your tickets, you know. And you know what? You can run the commercial. Go ahead. Run the commercial.
Oh, I took down the commercial. All right,
oh, you took
the commercial?
If you took it down, then don't put it back up. I'm sorry. I'm just, I'll get right to the great video, the beautiful video right now, all right?
We're up to that, aren't we? Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Here we go. Here's
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
There you go. Well done. All right.
Whole show's been well done.
Yes. I think it's because you cut the cord. I think that's what it is.
I'm not in a good place right now. But then, Mike, it's been years since I've been in a good place.
You're going to be in a good place after the video I have for you today.
I hope so.
All right. This, to me, Rob Spiewak, you hear this all the time with all the videos that we take a peek at every single day. You hear, wait for it, wait for it. I think, in my opinion, this particular video is the definition of wait for it.
Okay.
Fantastic. Roll it, Josh.
No.
Here we go.
No. What?
This guy
no way.
Running at a dock.
No. He's missing.
And he's running for his
That's
cruise
his ship.
Oh, no.
He's going to miss his ship.
Missing
oh,
the cruise
no.
ship is bad.
And they're away from the dock.
Oh, no. It's already leaving.
They've left.
What?
Oh, I feel so
they're
bad.
They're off the dock. He's not getting on that ship. It's, watch. Wait for it.
That's his ship. Oh, my goodness. What did he just drop?
He dropped like a package.
Oh, no.
They are pulling away from the dock.
Bro.
And
bro,
there he is alone on the dock looking up at the cruise
what?
Ship.
Oh, that's oh my goodness, you're seeing this?
Now, a guy is chasing him down. A guy is running down to see him.
Terrible.
Hold on just a second. You'll see this guy show up who's right.
Yeah.
It's a guy walking up. Looks like his friend who's walking up. And then he points over to the left.
Oh,
now the camera's
ship. No way.
Oh, no. He was chasing the wrong ship.
Oh, my goodness. Bro, come on. You should know where your ship is. Oh, yeah.
He was such an idiot.
No way.
They all look alike.
Everyone watched him. Oh, my God.
That's
great.
They all look alike. I love that. And he's got a full audience in their rooms looking down at him. He thought he missed his ship.
That's something I would do. Oh, I feel for that guy.
WFAN is the New York City sports station. Part of the corporation we used to work for, and I don't know the guy's name. I apologize. I'm sorry I wasn't able to grab it for you, but this guy, when it comes to the New York Giants and Daniel Jones, summed up my feelings and the feelings of a lot of Giants fans.
All right.
You can't do it anymore. Where you sit there at 1 o'clock, you throw in the game, and watch Daniel Jones attempt to play quarterback. I can't do it anymore. It's year 6. It is year 6. Enough. This is why he hated the pick of neighbors. It's not neighbors. They need a quarterback. How many weeks and years do we got to watch Daniel Jones? I'm begging. I can't do it anymore. Daniel Jones. How could you be worse than that? You got significantly outplayed by Sam Darnold. I can't watch him anymore, BT. I'm sorry. I said this before the year. I said it all offseason. This is why I knew it was going to be a problem. I can't watch him attempt to play quarterback. It's impossible to watch.
There you go. That's
wow.
it. Hey, that's the – and by the way, I know that the Jets lost last night, but when you watched the quarterbacks in that particular contest, in particular Aaron Rodgers of the Jets make a couple of passes, you see why certain guys are NFL quarterbacks and certain guys aren't. And it's called accuracy. It's called throwing the ball where you want it to go. He can't. So
I heard a rumor, Mike. Is it true that since he signed his massive contract, Jones has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns?
Yes.
Ugh.
Amen.
That's bad, right?
You know, Rob, how long have you been married?
This October will be 28 years.
My 15th coming up with Carla. We have been together more than 23. Add them all up, I got you beat.
All the marriages? I think it's pretty close.
What's your total again?
28.
Oh, I think you beat me. I think you beat me with all three of mine. That's the way that goes. But I love the old couples.
Yes.
I really do, because it's so sweet. It's so kind. And there's a thick accent here, but they have been married, this sweet pair of people, 64 years. And and they love each other. Let's take a look at these sweet old people. They're wonderful.
I took it off yesterday. When did you wear the other one?
I took this in the closet this morning. No, she wanted to look for spots.
Yeah, because when he eats, he doesn't eat close to the table. He eats over here. And then he drops the oil on the pants. And I don't like to see those greasy pants.
Nobody looks at my greasy pants. Just you. Look. Nobody else would.
There's work pants.
No, they're not. Their pants are to go out. He's got lots of work pants. He doesn't work. He ruins everything he's got in.
You know the trouble with Nonanina? She does not throw nothing away. I got pants since 1960. They are all over the place. How many pants can I use?
You got problems.
Well, yeah, I got problems. The problem is you.
You know what's so beautiful about that?
Yeah, I got a problem. The problem is you.
What's so true about that is she's yelling at him about greasy pants, and he turns it. You never throw anything away.
Right.
That's the mark of a great marriage, when you
there
can change an argument midstream. And why is he not spilling it on his shirt instead of his pants?
Yeah, because he's so wet from the table. Come on. What are you talking about? Come on there. I gave Rob a hard time for referencing when I was talking about my axe throwing.
Yeah.
For referencing Ed Ames. It is an ancient television clip. But for those of you that may not have seen it, and I was talking about axe throwing. In fact, it's interesting to me since I've done it to watch this clip now. But this is old, old, old Tonight Show. And the reason Rob was making fun of me and saying, were you like Ed Ames, is because of this classic TV moment. Before I play it, I want to make sure you know one thing. Watch Ed Ames move towards the wooden target and try to remove his axe. Johnny practically wrestles him to the ground because he knows the moment is he's so TV savvy.
Perfectly, even back then.
Check this out. Ed Ames on The Tonight Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's one.
There's a trick on it. It's underhanded?
No.
Overhanded.
It's an overhand throw. The trick is to keep your arm extended, and that way you break the microphone. You know, you keep your arm extended and put only one revolution on the
once around
on the way. But that's indefinite.
All right.
Still great.
There it is. Johnny knows. No, Ed. Don't pull it out of there. No. That is a laugh.
So good.
Right in the crotch. The axe went right in the crotch.
I didn't even know you were Jewish.
Bam! That's what makes a star, baby. Those kind of lines. There it is.
Do you know how perfect his timing is writing out that first laugh?
Oh,
like
100%.
He's doing a countdown. Oh,
100%. And my apologies. I'll do better with the video clips, too, and not get the idiots that have to plaster the punchline on the screen. That frustrates me.
But it's
me.
Just,
sorry.
It's a beautiful thing to watch.
When Yachts Collide, this is...
Another boat.
We have two boats, two big boats today. Man, oh man, this is about as scary as it gets if you're on this what appears to be another mega yacht. There are two mega yachts, but one of them is a hell of a lot bigger than the one that's about to get hit. Take a look at this collision. This is terrifying.
Nopchas.
Oh, no.
Charpio.
Coming right at him.
Charpta.
Sounds like the married couple.
Yeah, it plows right into him. That is wild.
It cuts off there, so you don't see the follow-up of to what kind of damage was done, but it sounds like it tore the stern of the boat off completely.
The weight of that boat moving even at a slow speed is so much energy to destroy the other boat. That's horrifying.
You know, Rob, now that I am a senior citizen, I think that I have free will to, gratefully mock my fellow seniors. And
good.
So when a granny prank like this comes across my desk, I have to share it with you. Caution, this has a little language at the very end.
Okay.
But check out what I believe is one of the best granny pranks I've ever seen. Roll it right now.
Hey, Granny, did you know that if you hold a make-believe salt shaker in your hand and you shake it into your mouth, you can actually taste salt?
Get out.
Try it.
Get out of here.
For real, try it.
Lovely lady.
I don't taste any salt.
You didn't do it long enough. Try again.
You f***ing pig.
That's it. Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah,
I
Mike,
really
you gotta
do.
Respect your elders. That's kind of the rule, isn't
hey,
it?
You know what counts is that she eventually gets the joke. I give her credit for that. That's
she
awesome.
She knows. Grandma knows.
Oh my god. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more beautiful video on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thank you. Don't forget, buy your tickets. Buy your tickets, everybody. That's what we're saying today. Hey, you know, as a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are. That's why you need Nurture Life. You see, Nurture Life is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months old to 10 years old. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious, and fully cooked, ready to serve in just 1 minute. Nurture Life. Let's kids enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all of their favorites like mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. Michael loves the corn dogs.
Yes.
He's even 11. So what sets Nurture Life apart from other meal delivery services? Well, it's how amazing they taste and how healthy they are. Those are the two biggies. You want your kids to eat healthy and you want your kids to eat stuff that they like so they'll eat it. Because it tastes good. It's
Eat
even
it.
Allergy-friendly. And that's important for my child who's got a nut allergy. Say it with me. Corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
How many times did you write it? Anyway, it's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55%, more than half off. Once again, NurtureLife.com, more than half off, 55%, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you every bulldog.
Mike, I got to tell you, there is a, think Best Buy, but it's an electronics store in, I think it's in Great Britain, called Currys.
Yeah.
And they did an ad, and I love it because it's they're using the hip jargon, but the problem is that the spokesperson looks to be about 50, and the hip jargon doesn't exactly work for him. This is a real ad, okay?
I'm at Currys, my guys. Our offers hit different AF. This microwave ate and left no crumbs. If you've got the guap, a pizza oven is peak flex. These are giving me life. No gas in. Go full brat summer and drag all your friends who only own fugly barbecue units. It's serving. Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz. And the WhatsApp access is sending me. Look at the way he hoovers. Very understated. Very subtle. Very mindful. Very demure. This air fryer is the
great
goat.
Ad.
On point cash with that low-key drip to have all your guests saying, yas, slay queen, he cooked.
Fantastic.
Our returns policy is on fleek, Brev. Don't believe us? We got the receipts.
That's a real advert.
I love it. What a great concept and done in the UK. That's awesome. I think that's fantastic. Great job.
I know you love talking dogs, Mike. This is not a talking dog, but almost. Huskies are the most vocal dogs. I think for years of going through tape, we've determined that.
Right.
But this is a dog that, A, likes to go for walks, but even more so likes the theme to DuckTales.
This little girl, look how excited for a walk this little girl is. Do you want to go for a walk or do you want me to sing the DuckTales theme? Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a Duckburg. Might solve
dog's
a
going
mystery
crazy
or rewrite history.
Dog's out of its Duck mind.
Yep.
Every day they're out there making DuckTales. Woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales.
You never know, do you?
No.
You never know what's
danger lurks behind you.
You never know what's going to get a dog going.
Out to find you.
Even
what to
exciting
do? Just grab onto some DuckTales. Woo! Hello, bud. Hello. Oh, hi, bug, bug, bug.
Anyway, that's. I like to know what led up to that.
Right.
How
yeah,
did
what
you
did he
learn
what did
that?
He really do to that dog when he was singing?
Do you want to hear the theme to DuckTales or do you want to get a jar of Skippy?
Yay for me. Yum, yum.
All right, Mike. This is an oldie but goodie. There is a company that makes boats and outdoor motors for boats. And this is a commercial they ran.
Day nights, distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson. You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Johnson Outboard Motors. You and your girl, Mike, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson. Yes, siree. Make sure you don't break it.
Let's close.
All ties close together, doesn't this. It? On those good shows, it all sort of ties together.
Let's
That's
close.
What happens.
Let's close with this. When Larry King was alive, when Norm MacDonald was alive, and Norm had a book, and he went on Larry, and he just toyed with Larry the way a mouse toys with a piece. I'm sorry, the way a cat toys with a mouse. This is so great.
Something people don't know about you.
I'm a deeply closeted gay guy.
No kidding.
Well, I'm not coming out, though.
Wait a minute. What are you revealing here today?
I'm not revealing anything. I'm saying I'm deeply closeted.
Well, that means you're gay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Why would I say that? I'm deeply closeted.
No, but that means you're very, very gay, but you don't want to come out. You're so closeted.
That I refuse to say I'm gay.
Right.
Exactly.
But that...
Norm.
Doesn't that mean you're gay?
Hey, 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 easy, buddy.
He's having so much fun.
Oh, this book will
reveal
much.
Mike, here's the
much.
Best part. Ready? Ready for this?
Watch new episodes of Larry King Now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, on demand on Aura TV and Hulu.
There you go.
Mike. There you go.
That's and Hulu. Good.
That's not true, by the way, anymore, so be aware of that. That was a clip from 2016.
That's why. Are you sure, Mike? That's why I'm keeping Hulu.
I don't know, Rob. I'm deeply closeted.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
There you go. hey, folks, give us a nice thought for joining us out in Las Vegas. We
yeah,
really
love
appreciate
it.
That. We're super excited about being out there at the Downtown Grand Hotel. And we got a live show coming up on the Citrus Pool Deck, where we'll be on top of the hotel overlooking downtown Vegas, baby.
Top of the world, Ma. Top of the
it'll
world.
It'll be great. So get your tickets today. You know, we get. You know how I get as we get down to the
yeah.
wire with our tickets.
Do it. So
this show
do it
out.
Not just for you, but do it for me and Josh.
Amen. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying have a fabulous day. And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Shut up!
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.